The Great War, 100, Honor and Remembrance. What a time for true peace on earth. Editor's note, throughout the Great War's centennial, the American Legion magazine will publish excerpts from the letters of D.B. Bernard Ryan of Albion, New York, who served as an Army infantry officer and helped found American Legion Sherat Post 35 in 1919. December 13th, 1918. Well, I don't expect to make New York by Christmas this year, not unless I got a special ship like the president. But when I do get home, we must have a holiday in New York. I have my doubts that we will land there, but rather expect that as we are arriving in winter, as we hope and not so late as springtime, that we will disembark near and go to a southern camp. But one can't tell. I suppose the process of demobilizing a division will take 2 weeks to a month. On the other hand, we may be sent directly to Hoboken, march up Fifth Avenue, then to Camp Merrill or Mills or Upton or Dix. It is all speculation, which is revived here today with rumors that we are to go home soon. I doubt them all, especially in view of today's announcement that the formal peace conference is postponed to January 3rd. This was an inspection day for us, and here at Brigade Headquarters, we have sat about in a high state of expectancy for an inspector who has not yet arrived. Each of the infantry regiments had reviews, followed by a very thorough inspection, but we could not attend as we constantly expected a call ourselves. While we missed the reviews, we heard the national anthems tonight. It was the first day in 2 weeks that it has been fair enough to bring out the colors and the band. I stood and listened and thought of the inspiration all who witnessed today's ceremonies in Paris must have had, just as I was inspired by the playing and company at Salute. Surely, surely, we must mean it all. We, as nations, must be sincere, now, if never before. What a time for true peace on earth and goodwill. December 24th, 1918. My detachment will do as it did at Thanksgiving. Go to the hotel, where they will have a turkey dinner. By gleaning around at two or three sales commissaries, I have secured a package of chocolates and one of lemon drops for each man, and also cigarettes and cigars for the dinner, which I will pay out of the detachment fund. But I expect that we will all be thinking of home and shan't be very, very jolly. Which reminds me of mistletoe and holly. We have quite a bit of the former collected, our men having shined up some very tall and highly trimmed trees to get bunches of it hanging 50 feet or more from the ground. And so we'll pass Christmas, making what cheer we can and longing for home, every one of us. My 27th Christmas, my first away from you. But we should be well resigned to this separation and absence from home by now, for it has been our prospect since long before we sailed. And think what dismal things were in prospect which we have been spared. Tomorrow I will open the two little packets you had so neatly wrapped, the cake and the, I am sure it is, Mallard's chocolate, tomorrow. Love, Son. Careers, what's your personal brand? One of the latest trends in writing resumes, LinkedIn profiles, cover letters, and other career communications is personal branding. This is a process whereby you create a personal branding statement that showcases your unique selling proposition, USP. Think of your branding statement as the overriding theme of your resume, the theme that pulls all your experience together under one umbrella and clearly communicates, this is who I am, and this is the value I bring to your organization. To create your own personal brand, follow these steps. Define your career objective. Identify your top 3 to 5 skills, qualifications, and achievements that support your objective. Clarify your success traits as they relate to your objective. Combine the highlights of that information to write your personal branding statement, a single sentence, phrase, or tagline that communicates your unique value. Branding statements can be presented in a number of different formats and structures. Here are a few examples to help you formulate your own. Logistics manager, optimizing advanced technology to enhance productivity, efficiency, and quality. Electronics engineering professional, designing best-in-class product engineering solutions for aerospace, defense, and commercial markets. Training and development professional, developing curriculum and instructional materials for classroom, online, and video training. Field operations manager, champion of people, projects, and resources who consistently exceeds performance and financial objectives. In today's world of online job searching, LinkedIn is a must for every job seeker. Therefore, you must transition your personal brand statement from your resume to your LinkedIn profile, where there is a 120-character limit. This may require you to edit your brand statement to fit into the allocated space. It is essential that your resume and your profile match closely so that there is consistency around your brand on all of your communications. In fact, you can even include it in your cover letters, email signature block, and any other documents. Let your personal brand lead the way throughout your job search. Wendy Enelow is co-author of Modernize Your Resume, Get Noticed, Get Hired, and Expert Resumes for Military to Civilian Transitions. Centennial Post 559, Champaign, Illinois. In September, William Frank Ernest, American Legion Post 559, conducted a memorial service marking the 100th anniversary of the death of its namesake. Sergeant Ernest served with the 370th Infantry Regiment, 93rd Infantry Division. He was killed in combat in the Argonne on September 17, 1918, the first African-American from Champaign County to die in World War I. The chaplain of the 370th called Ernest one of the most excellent, exemplary soldiers that I have known in my 24 years' service. His body, poor, bleeding, torn, and mutilated, was buried in no man's land by his comrades. His remains were later moved to the Oisans American Cemetery in France. Post 559 was founded by Ernest's older brother, Robert, and other veterans, and chartered in 1932. Cheryl Walker, 19th District Commander, left, and Lakita Christman, of Auxiliary Unit 559, Honor Sergeant William Frank Ernest of the 370th Regiment. Share your post's legacy. Upload stories, photos, and videos of your post's history. www.legion.org/centennial. Membership, new posts, Greenwood Memorial Post 586, Greenwood, Indiana, chartered September 27th, 11 members. Freedom Post 911, Tulsa, Oklahoma, chartered September 26th, 15 members. Hammond Veterans Memorial Post 5, Hammond, Louisiana, chartered September 18th, 15 members. Post 111, Eagle Mountain, Utah, chartered September 17th, 11 members. Scenic City Heroes Post 291, Chattanooga, Tennessee, chartered August 16th, 15 members. Post 210, New Haven, Connecticut, chartered July 25th, 15 members. Southwest Post 332, Halethorpe, Maryland, chartered July 25th, 15 members. Tate Lawrence Post 81, Melbourne, Arkansas, chartered July 31st, 15 members. Honor and Remembrance. Group Eyes Site for GWOT Memorial. For years, Global War on Terror Memorial Foundation has been pushing to build a memorial in Washington, D.C., honoring those who served in the nation's longest war, particularly those who made the supreme sacrifice. In 2017, the same year that Congress officially authorized the foundation's efforts, the American Legion's National Executive Committee passed Resolution 16 supporting the memorial's construction. Heading the GWOT Memorial Foundation is Michael Rod Rodriguez, President and CEO. He spent 21 years in the Army, including the Green Berets. Rodriguez remembers how enlistment numbers skyrocketed after the 9/11 attacks. "I think everyone was reminded of their patriotism," he says. In the military, he realized his passion was to serve others, leading to his involvement in the foundation. The GWOT Memorial Foundation has a leadership team, advisory board, and set of ambassadors, with President George W. Bush acting as honorary chairman. "We wanted a diverse group of people who understand and support the mission," Rodriguez says. The 2017 congressional resolution passed the House in just 6 months. For war memorials, there is usually a 10-year embargo on construction starting from conflict's end. Given the ongoing nature of the war on terrorism, elected officials waived that requirement. The foundation is now turning its attention to fundraising, site selection, and design. It's eyeing a spot in Area 1, near the White House, the National Mall, and other war memorials. As for design, the focus groups are being conducted around the country. The goal is to offer a space inviting to everyone. Rodriguez envisions the memorial as a popular site for reenlistment, retirement, and other ceremonies, noting that this will not be a 9/11 memorial. It's about what we did afterwards, he says. Laura Edwards. GWOTMemorialFoundation.org. Personal finance. How to talk to your aging parents. My wife and I have spent the past quarter of a century caring for our kids. We've done our best to equip them with all they need to be happy, successful, and productive. It won't be too long, but I hope not too soon, before they are called into action to look out for us. Like it or not, that's the way it is. Heck, we are experiencing this shift in roles with our own parents. It may not be fun or even comfortable, but you need to be ready. That starts with some frank conversations. If you're not sure where to kick things off, try these 6 questions to facilitate important discussions with your aging parents. Have you formalized a what-if game plan? I wrote what-if, but when is a more accurate characterization. Your parents probably have at least an idea of what they would like to see happen if they are incapacitated or pass away. But a mere idea isn't enough. To make things happen according to their wishes, they need to draft or update a suite of legal documents that may include wills, trusts, powers of attorney, both medical and financial, and living wills. Who is doing what? Whether they are naming an agent to make decisions, selecting an executor, or naming a successor trustee, everyone should be on the same page. Does your plan need to be dusted off? Your parents may have answered yes to question 1, but if they drafted their documents decades ago, it could be time for a refresh. Tax laws have changed dramatically, and it could also make sense to reestablish their intent with respect to powers of attorney. A financial institution may be less likely to recognize a 25-year-old power of attorney than one drawn up a couple of years ago. As you take another look at these important documents, be sure all beneficiary arrangements reflect your parents' current wishes and are synchronized with the other means by which their assets will be distributed. What type of insurance do you have? I know my mom has a long-term care policy, but only because I sold it to her. Get a firm grasp of your folks' life, long-term care, and health insurance policies. A survey of their insurance could identify gaps or unnecessary coverage. It could be that policies purchased decades ago don't make sense now, or that new ones should be considered. Who do we need to contact? If your parents already have a letter of instruction documenting their key contacts, attorneys, accountants, etc., and providers, banks, brokerages, insurance companies, etc., in a single document or notebook, that's fantastic. If not, ask them to write one. Are there special programs or services they're eligible for? Perhaps they should go through the VA pre-need burial eligibility process. As USAA members, take advantage of services offered through their survivor relations team. How should we handle things when you're gone? This is an open-ended topic, but ground you can cover might include your parents' desire on a wide range of topics, including preferred burial location, cremation, type of service, and obituary details. J.J. Montanaro is a certified financial planner with USAA, the American Legion's preferred provider of financial services. Submit questions for him online. www.legion.org/USAA/focus-on-finances. By the numbers, a digital world, 2.2 billion estimated number of cellular phones sold in 2018, $101.3 billion. Estimated amount spent on video games in 2018, $4.04 billion. Estimated number of internet users as of the end of 2018, $2.133 trillion. Estimated number of Google searches in 2018. My GI Bill, Veterans in Education, by Valerie Hefner. VA reimbursement for testing. Question. I would like to use my GI Bill for the college-level examination program, CLEP, for English, math, and history. Will I receive a monthly housing allowance when I pass the exams for these courses? And will I be reimbursed for the test's cost? Answer. VA will reimburse all mandatory fees charged for all national tests for college credit, CLEP, SAT, ACT, and MCAT, up to $2,000 per test. There is no limit on the number of tests taken. When you're reimbursed for the tests, your months of entitlement will be reduced based on the cost. However, you will not receive a monthly housing allowance when you complete the CLEP examinations. To receive that allowance, you must be enrolled and attending courses at a college or university. Valerie Hefner is a Marine Corps veteran and member of American Legion Post 27 in Apache Junction, Arizona. Ask Valerie at legion.org.